putting a spotlight on local high school and college coaches and athletes. It's the 757 at 6 on ESPN Radio 94.1.
At this time on the 757 at 6, we have a special guest with us. He is the man that has all the knowledge when it comes to high school football in Richmond. He is the sports director at Intercom Richmond, a veteran voice of high school football for 26 years, Fox Sports 910, also heard on WRVA 1140 AM, 96.1 FM, part of the Gary and Gary tandem, along with Gary Criswell, the coach. We're talking now with our friend Gary Hess, joining us here on ESPN Radio 94.1. Gary, how you been?
Man, I'm good. How about you?
Not too bad, other than this cold that's kicking my butt, but we're hanging in there. Let's talk about some state football championship action. You'll be in the 757 as I venture out to Liberty for the Class 3 and Class 4 games, but you got a couple of really good ones at Hampton University this weekend, beginning at noon as it's the Class 5 title game with Highland Springs going for the four-peat. Lauren Johnson's team, what can you say about them? They have just been absolutely dominant as they take on Stonebridge, and Manchester following that as they take on Freedom out of Woodbridge in the Class 6 final that will follow that at HU. Before we look at those games, Gary, let's recap a little bit of last weekend. Manchester defeating a 7-5-7 team I got to watch in Ocean Lakes 42-3, and you watched Highland Springs put a big number on the board, 71 on Maury, but the Commodores hung in there for a half and have a lot of impressive talent coming back next year.
Yeah, they really do, and you know, the skill kids for Maury were really impressive to us. You know, the quarterback and of course the Sheridan Jones and some of the other skill kids, and you know, they went blow to blow with Highland Springs for the first half, but Tremaine Talbert, who is just, you know, a bolt of lightning waiting to happen for the Springers, returned the second half kickoff for a touchdown. That gave Highland Springs a 9-point lead, and then, you know, it just kind of went on from there. And they, you know, Highland Springs was just too deep and too talented, and it was just like, you know, eventually it just comes in waves, and, you know, eventually it was just too much for Maury to take. But Maury was very impressive in that first half, going just standing toe-to-toe with the Springers.
Yeah, 71-28, the Springers defeating the Commodores as they move on to 14-0. And in the case of Manchester, I mean, I've made the statement publicly that Highland Springs is the most impressive high school football team I've seen since Phoebus and Oscar Smith in 2008 in our entire state. And Manchester could also stake claim to that, the way they have been blowing out opponents left and right, and the way they really shut down with their defense. They're known for their offense with Brendan Clark going to Notre Dame, but their defense was mighty good against Ocean Lakes.
You know, you're absolutely right, Matt, because Brendan Clark, 33 touchdowns, one interception this year, and all the weapons he's got on offense, they get so much of the pup. But the defense has been great all year. It's like 63 points in 14 games. Not only are they great, but they've gotten better and better and better as the year has gone on. And that group just absolutely was dominant down at the beach last weekend, as you saw firsthand. And, of course, I guess leading the charge is the defensive end, Hakeem Beeman. So you got your quarterback going to Notre Dame and your defensive end is going to Penn State. So, is a good start for Tom Hall and the Lancers.
You know, I commented to a couple of people at the game, Rob Witham and Eddie Hendricks at the game last weekend, that Hakeem Beeman was maybe one of the more entertaining interviews because he's that defensive guy that's brutally honest, which you love as a media member. Looking at Clark, though, Gary, you've been covering high school football almost 30 years. Where does he stack up with some of the best quarterbacks you've watched?
You know, he is not put up like the numbers of like a Ronald Curry or, you know, some of those guys. But in terms of Richmond area, you know, I go back to the, you know, to some of the different signal calls who've gone on to Division One, and there haven't been a ton from the Richmond area. But what makes Brendan Clark stand apart to me is, you know, he's got the arm, he's got the presence, he can run, he can move the pocket, he ran for over 100 yards against Colonial Forge. You know, he can do all of that. But to me, it's the polish and the presence. And, you know, Matt, that is such an important thing, the presence, when you're talking about your field general, your quarterback. And Brendan Clark has that it factor that comes along with playing the quarterback position. You know, so you have to be able to do all the rudimentary things, but then when you have that it factor, then you've got that total package of quarterback, and that's what I see in Brendan Clark, and I think Notre Dame's getting a good one.
We're chatting with Gary Hess. He is the veteran high school football voice in the city of Richmond. You hear him on Fox Sports 910 as well as WRVA 1140 AM 96.1 FM. And you can follow him on Twitter too, GHessRVA. Also, check out the work Gary Hess and Gary Criswell do on their Facebook Live page and all the post-game extras. It's the 757 at 6 on ESPN Radio 94.1 as we get set for doubleheader state championship action all across the state. The Class 5 and Class 6 games Gary will watch at Hampton University, featuring the likes of Highland Springs and Manchester in action. Highland Springs taking on Stonebridge and Manchester playing Freedom. As we look at these two games, Gary, both have been dominant all year long. Which game do you think will be the more compelling, closer game if you had to pick one of the two?
I think, I find the Manchester, well, I find them both to be compelling for different ways. You know, it's funny because you've been down there for in previous years, even though you'll be in Lynchburg this year. But, you know, it's different players. But Highland Springs, Stonebridge, we've seen this movie before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you know, and you know, and Mickey Thompson's always going to be a bring a well-coached, well-prepared team in. They're going to run that single wing. They're going to do what they do. And, you know, Highland Springs is going to do what it does. And the chess match ensues. It's all a matter of the athleticism across the board of Highland Springs. You know, they overcame some mistakes in 2016. They kind of overwhelmed them with Dorton Wallace in 2015. You know, so that chess match to me is compelling. But the other game is what's really interesting to me. You've got two, you know, while Tom Hall's been at Manchester and had a great record, they've never been on this stage before. And then, you know, everybody, you know, we talked about this months ago about how everybody assumed, myself included, that if Manchester could get through Colonial Forge, which had been the stumbling block last year, that Westfield would await. And Freedom took out Westfield. So now you've got two teams that have never been on this stage before. So I think that is the matchup that is the most compelling to me. And how can Freedom, you know, how will Freedom measure up against Manchester? How will Manchester measure up against Freedom? Two teams that have never been on this stage before, you know, whereas the last couple of years we've seen Westfield against Oscar Smith, two schools that are ultimately accustomed to being on this stage.
I think it shows just how good Class 6 was this year across the board, Gary. And looking at that Highland Springs game for a second, and Stonebridge certainly has gotten better defensively as the year's gone along, avenging that loss to Broad Run as they beat them in the regional final. With Highland Springs, I mentioned about the defense. You know, all the wide receivers, they've sent on to the next level, whether you're talking about, you know, Greg Dortch or this receiver, that receiver, they've been just special. And Ollie Jennings is another one for them in West Virginia commit for the Springers. But on the defensive side of the ball, I think they've gone a little bit underrated too, not giving up, I think, two scores in a game all year until last week. And a linebacker, Christian White, was ejected last week. Any update on his status for this week's game?
The appeal has come through, and Christian White will be able to play on Saturday.
Good to hear.
He is going to be able to play. And Christian White is a factor. You're talking about a sideline-to-sideline linebacker, tackle machine, and he's also that guy who has that intangible leadership ability. Guys follow him, those natural-born leaders, and he is that guy. He is definitely the quarterback of the defense for that group. But they have some unsung heroes up front, Christian White in the middle, and then they have the back side of that Highland Springs defense is dynamic with they have guys across the board at corner and safety who are just playmakers.
Yeah, their secondary is just loaded with talent, as you mentioned, Talbert and certainly Malcolm Green, a junior who had a three-pick game. And then, you know, look at White at linebacker. I mean, I know Brandon Smith of Louisa, deservedly so, got the Gatorade State Player of the Year for Virginia this week, but I'm not sure, in talking with Lauren Johnson, and you guys have as well, there's a linebacker that means more to his team than Christian White does.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, you know, it's funny because you look at the stats, and it's hard to quantify high school stats, especially, Matt. You know, you know, different schools do it different ways. And to be truthful, I mean, Highland Springs, the starters have played very little, if any, in the fourth quarter all year until this past week, you know, when it started blowing in five. You know, they didn't even finish the fourth quarter against Maury. You know, it was still a 9-point game at the start of the fourth quarter. But, you know, by and large, it's been clear the bench time for both Manchester and Highland Springs, you know, before the start of the fourth quarter all year long.
A few more minutes with Gary Hess. He is the voice of high school football in the city of Richmond. You hear him all the time with Gary Criswell on high school football action, which you can hear on WRVA 1140 AM, as well as 96.1 FM, Fox Sports 910. Give Gary a follow on Twitter, too, at GHessRVA. It's ESPN Radio 94.1, the 757 at 6, as we have six state championship games across Virginia this weekend. You have the Class 1 level, Chilhowee and Riverheads. You have Graham taking on Goochland in the Class 2 game at Liberty, where I'll be. You have Phoebus playing and Heritage of Lynchburg, Lake Taylor, and Woodgrove, and then at Hampton, where Gary will be, Manchester Freedom follows the noon kick of Highland Springs, Stonebridge. Gary, one of our topics this week on the show has been about, has high school football, the state power, has it shifted to the 804? And you've watched it for years. The 757 was the dominant area with 18 state champions in 18 years from 1995 to 2012. We haven't had a state champion since Lake Taylor and Ocean Lakes both won in 2014. Yes, we have Lake Taylor and Phoebus going for titles this weekend. But Richmond's had, I think, six straight years. This could be 8 years, eight champions in 10 years. You got two teams that are just dominant, historic-type teams in Manchester, Highland Springs. What's your perspective on it, and is it just cyclical? Is it temporary? Could this be something that happens for a long while now where 804 is dominating for many more years?
I think 804 has gone forward more than 757 has gone backwards. I think 757 had a dominant time, and they still have dominant teams, but the 804 has stepped up its game. You know, you look at it began kind of in the mid-2000s, and our state title runs kind of began with Thomas Dale in 2009, and then in Division 5, it's been Byrd in 12, 13, 14, and now Highland Springs in 15, 16, 17. So six in a row between Byrd and Highland Springs, 6 years in a row. And Hopewell won last year as well. And so, yeah, and Dinwiddie's won one in there. Goochland's in there again. You know, Goochland's one of ours too, so I got to give them a shout-out playing down in Salem this week. So, yes, I think the football in the 804 is as good as it's ever been, especially among the top teams. You may not have the depth of the top 10 in our local area. You know, they may still be in that same kind of realm, but I think the top, you know, eight or nine programs in the area have really elevated their level of play, and I think a good chunk of them. I mean, I know what Manchester's doing, I know what Dinwiddie's got going on, what Highland Springs is doing, and a few others. I don't believe they're going backwards anytime soon.
Yeah, you bring up some interesting points, and definitely a shout-out to Goochland there. Alex Fruth doing a terrific job in year one at the helm as the head man. They might be the only one of the three from the 804 that's not considered the heavy favorite as they take on a Graham team who has a Purdue commit in Cameron Allen at quarterback and defensive back. Nonetheless, that defense very, very good for the Bulldogs. What do you pinpoint it to? Is it coaching? Because you look at across the 804, David Bedwell built a power there at Byrd, and now you look at Lauren Johnson at Hahn Springs. Billy Mills has kept Dinwiddie in the picture all the time, and we've had some stellar coaches down here in a 757, but Mike Smith, you know, getting near the end of the career at Hampton. You know, Bill D's no longer here coaching. Rich Morgan's no longer here coaching. Chris Beatty's not coaching anymore at the high school level. Chris Scott's at the private school ranks. Really only Hank Sawyer's the guy that's been around for 20-plus years at that state level outside of Mike Smith. Do you look at the coaching as the main reason, or would you pinpoint something else?
I think coaching is part of it. I think something else is getting the athletes – not all the athletes play football. I think winning that battle in the hallways has been a big part of it. And let's be honest, 20 years ago, there weren't six state titles to win. There were three. And so, you know, there are increased opportunities and, Division 5 dominates in Richmond, and the Division 5 schools have not had to go up against the Westfields and the Oscar Smiths of the world. So, you know, I think that's part of it. I really do. But at the same time, the quality that Lauren Johnson has put together, that Tom Hall has finally gotten over the hump, that Billy Mills is putting out in Dinwiddie, yeah, I think the coaching's a big part of it, but getting the athletes to play football and building that culture, because winning breeds winning. And once you build a winning program, people are going to want to be a part of it. People transfer, people move into that area, and so that, you know, it grows and exponentiates from there.
A couple of 757 teams going for state titles in Phoebus and Lake Taylor and Lynchburg, while the 804 has three in pursuit of championships with Goochland, Highland Springs, and Manchester. That's Gary Hess, the sports director of Intercom Richmond. Again, you can hear him on high school football games with Fox Sports 910, WRVA 1140 AM and 96.1 FM, and follow him on Twitter at GHessRVA. Always a pleasure, my friend. Enjoy the games at HU, and say hello to my Virginia Preps colleagues, Danny Lewis and Evan Payne, for me.
I'll do it for sure. Matter of fact, we're having Devin Payne on our show tonight to talk a little bit about Stonebridge and Freedom. And one quick shameless plug.
Yes.
Both of the games from Hampton, the Division Howland Springs game and the Manchester game, we're going to have on Fox Sports 910 in Richmond, which will also be available at foxsportsrichmond.com and on the radio.com app. If you're going to a game, dial us up on your phone and give us a listen.
I did that last week and coming back from my game. Always good to hear you and Gary. Enjoy the games. We'll talk soon, Gary.
Thanks, brother. Take care.
That is Gary Hess with us here on the 757 at 6, only on ESPN Radio 94.1.